internal and external works. These present a considerable problem to us. If you're using superficial estimating, then what you get in the price book is a price per square meter gross floor area for the building itself. The price doesn't include any site or external works. Now, site works could include the provision of services to the site, could include site clearance, could include bulk earth moving. External works would be the provision of roads, car parks, landscaping, paving work. These things aren't included in the superficial estimate of the building cost. Nor can they be, because of course you could take two identical buildings and put them on different sites, and the overall cost of the scheme would be quite different. One building, for example, could be built close to the road on a small site, another building, quite the same, could be built on a much larger site where there was a much longer road to get to the building, and it could be built on the side of a cliff, so there would be extensive earthworks, and the cost of the two schemes would be quite dissimilar. For that matter, one of them might have mains drainage, whereas the other one might have to have its own mini sewage works. The only way of coping with this is to do some approximate quantities on the external works. Now, if you've got drawings, of course you can work off those, but it could well be that you're in the initial stages of the job. More than likely, if you're using a superficial method, and therefore there aren't any drawings. Well, under those circumstances, it's possible for the estimator or the QS to doodle something together and then work on that. In other words, to make an educated guess as to how the site might be laid out. This isn't necessarily as wild as you might think, because it could be that the client has stipulated that there should be a certain number of car parking spaces, and of course you know how big a car park space is. And from that it's possible to arrive at the overall size of the car park and then make a reasonable assumption about the widths of access roads and lengths, and it's possible to arrive at a pretty good idea of how much tarmac area you might actually want. If you can establish all the hard landscaped bits, then the rest of it is presumably going to be grass, and by those sort of techniques you can arrive at some areas for all the various bits of the external works. Once you've got those, it's then possible to apply those to composite rates for the various bits of the external works in the same way that you would with any other form of approximate estimating, which you might use for the superstructure of the building, which I've explained earlier on. As far as the provision of services is concerned, then it's possible to contact the utility companies to find out how much they might possibly charge to make an electrical connection or drainage connection to the site. The composite rates for external works are just as easy to get hold of as they are if you're dealing with building superstructures, in that composite rates for external works are given in price books, and there is also a specialist edition response, for example, which purely does external works. You can look in that. As with approximate quotes on building superstructures, it's possible to build up your own composite rates from individual unit rates, and practices and QSs tend to do that as well.